Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the podcast. This is Stinchfield. I am Grant Stinchfield. Judge Juan Merchan, the man overseeing the Trump trial in New York, this total witch hunt, needs to be disbarred. He needs to be brought up on ethical violations. The standards of justice that are so common in courtrooms across America have nearly all been broken now. I'm going to lay out the case in this podcast to have Judge Merchan not only brought up on ethical violations, but have him disbarred and removed as an activist judge, which is exactly what he is. Now, remember, he is only an associate judge. He has never even been confirmed as a permanent judge on the court. You go to the website and there is no record of Judge Merchan on the court roster as a judge. He's supposed to be picked at random. I don't think he was picked at random when you look at his political donations to Joe Biden and then another political activist group pushing progressive policies. When you look at his daughter and what she's doing, when you look at how he has behaved in the courtroom, giving everything to the prosecution and basically nothing to the defense. Now, we hear a lot of judicial conduct standards quoted in the media. What I have done for you is bringing those judicial standards to you. I'll read them word for word for you so we can see we are not just making this stuff up. So again, as I tell you, this man, yes, it's cartoonish. The court drawing, it's fitting because this is what this whole show amounts to, is a giant cartoon, a joke that sadly has very serious ramifications. I'm still hopeful for a full acquittal. I do believe this is a strong possibility. I have great faith in New Yorkers. Even though they're biased against President Trump, I have faith that this case is just so out of line, they will see that. But I want to go through all of this. So with that, let's start the show and get the party started here, folks.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome. So Judge Merchan should have recused himself from the very start. So you say, well, why should he have recused himself? So I went to New York Judicial Code, and let me just put this up on the screen. Disqualification reads, a judge shall disqualify himself or herself in a proceeding in which the judge's impartiality might reasonably be questioned, included but not limited to instances where, and then there's a list of those. Now, this is what's important. Might reasonably be questioned. That means a reasonable person could say he might be biased. It's not saying a reasonable person says he is biased beyond a shadow of a doubt. It says the impartiality might be questioned by a reasonable person. Now, we know that Judge Merchan donated to Team Biden. He donated to another organization called the Progressive Turnout Project. Now, according to state judicial code, that, folks, is illegal, and you must disqualify yourself if you're donating. And truthfully, the code says, as I read it, you're not even eligible to be a judge. You can't be doing this once you're elected or appointed to your position. This is the code. I'll put it up for you. It literally reads, section 100.5, a judge or candidate for elective judicial office shall refrain from inappropriate political activity. Incumbent judges and others running for public election to judicial office, will scroll all the way down, shall not, this is shall not, this is prohibited activity, soliciting funds for, paying an assessment to, or making a contribution to a political organization or candidate. Now, you have the number one rival to the President of the United States, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, being brought up on charges, and you made a political donation to that opponent of the guy being brought up on charges. That is exactly what this spell is out here. You must recuse yourself. Judge Merchan didn't. That alone, on the basis of impartiality, that a reasonable person might suspect Judge Bertrand might be impartial, means it needs to be thrown out. There's also this idea of 6 degrees of separation, where the case you're presiding over can have a financial impact on someone close to you. We know that Judge Merchant's daughter has used this trial in campaign materials for so many Democrats. She runs a top fundraising marketing organization for Democrats, Adam Schiff, $4 million. Let me read the law to you so you can see this is not just me saying this, but this is New York State law. How he did not recuse himself, again, I have no idea, because a reasonable person would suspect there might be a conflict, meaning maybe he does want his daughter to profit. Maybe he doesn't. It doesn't matter. Might is the key word here. This is the law. The judge knows that a judge or the judge's spouse or person known by the judge to be within the 6th degree of relationship to either of them or the spouse of such person is a party to the proceeding. And that's not the case. Is an officer, director, or a trustee of a party. That's not the case. Or has an interest that could be substantially affected by the proceeding. Well, clearly, if his daughter is raising money off the very trial he's proceeding over, a reasonable person might suspect. Again, disqualification. You must disqualify yourself in which the judge's impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Now, are you telling me that his impartiality isn't going to be reasonably questioned in a situation like this? Absolutely it is. Now we get into the case where Judge Bertrand made horrible decisions. I don't believe in coincidences, so I don't believe he was picked at random. Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman, has filed a complaint that the judicial standards were not filed. She filed this complaint because she doesn't believe he was picked at random. I don't either. How does he get Steve Bannon's case as well? Apparently, Judge Merchant also has Steve Bannon's case. You got 24 judges in this court, and he gets both of these cases? He's a partisan warrior, partisan hack, a biased opinionator, and he is tipping the scales of justice in the favor of prosecutors, and that is not correct. Now, let's go through some of his outrageous rulings. Michael Cohen, the greatest liar of all time, the gloat, as President Trump's attorney dubbed him, declared that here there's a federal elections campaign donation violation, that they covered up campaign expenditure by labeling this a legal expense. If Michael Cohen declares that, President Trump is allowed to have a legal expert come in and explain why that's not the case. He wanted to bring a legal expert in. Judge Merchant put so many guardrails on that legal expert, it wasn't worth bringing him in. He virtually didn't allow that person to testify. When you look at the instructions to the jury, Judge Merchant has 55 pages of instructions, and yet he did not allow the jury to take those instructions in. He wants them to be remembered. How in the world are you going to remember these instructions to the jury? You're not. Part of the instructions to the jury, and this is where it gets complicated. Part of the instructions to the jury says that the underlying crime that was attempted to be covered up by the bookkeeping offense. Now remember this. Let me spell this out as simple as I can. President Trump is charged with a bookkeeping offense, meaning he labeled this payment to Stormy Daniels as a legal expense when I guess the prosecution claims it was a campaign disclosure and the bookkeeping ledger expense was in an attempt to cover up another crime. Now, here's where it gets crazy. Judge Merchan says the jury doesn't have to agree on what crime was covered up. It could be a tax crime. It could be a campaign crime. It could be a records-keeping crime. It doesn't matter. Just that the record-keeping entry was aimed at covering up an underlying crime. Now, that, folks, is unheard of. So what he's saying is the jury doesn't have to agree on which crime. We got to get four jurors think it's a tax offense. Four jurors think he was trying to cover up a campaign expenditure. You don't have to agree. As long as you think he was covering up something, you can convict him. That doesn't make any sense. And here's why. There is a little-known Supreme Court ruling, Richardson versus the United States. And when it says when it comes to a criminal case, the jury must be unanimous as to the series of underlying offenses in this criminal prosecution. That is, the jury must unanimously agree to not only that the defendant committed some kind of continuing series of violations, but also about which specific violations make up the continuing series. So Judge Merchan basically throws that out and says you don't have to agree when the Supreme Court said you do have to agree. Now, Andy McCarthy explains some of it like this on Fox News. I'm going to play you the clip. But before I do, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile, and I'll play this clip for you. My friends at Patriot Mobile are doing such a great job. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. I want you to visit them. Look, if you're still paying another cell phone company, I don't care which one it is, if you're paying another one, you are part of the problem today. You are part of the problem of funding the woke left. We know these big cell phone companies are pushing all kinds of DEI policies, sustainable environment policies, all kinds of things that are ruining this country. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They're investing some of the money that you pay in cell phone fees to push causes we believe in, like supporting first responders and our veterans and our military, supporting fighting for our right to keep and bear arms and the right to life. All of these things Patriot Mobile is involved with. I urge you, stop giving money to the left. If you're still with another company, you are part of the problem. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today, and I'll tell you, I'm proud to be a member of Patriot Mobile. Use them as my cell phone provider because it's like I'm part of a team. It's a brotherhood in all of this. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use the promo code Grant for free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT is the number to call. 972-PATRIOT. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, I told you I'd tell you about Andrew McCarthy. This is him on Fox explaining just how, just the lunacy behind Judge Merchan's jury instructions.
Well, let me ask you about the three choices. And one thing in particular that this judge said that these jurors could do. He just delivered what is being called really the pinnacle of all of this. He said that there is no need to agree on what has occurred. They can disagree on what the crime was among the three choices. Thus, this means that they could split 4-4-4 and the judge would still treat them unanimously. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it's really outrageous because in a normal criminal case, every statutory crime has what we call elements of the offense. Like in a bank robbery case, it's, you know, you have to rob. It's got to be a financial institution. You have to show intent. Those are the things the jury has to agree on unanimously that they were proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Here, what we're doing is taking the element that actually makes this a felony, because remember, falsification of records is normally a misdemeanor in New York. What makes it a felony is that you're concealing or committing another crime. And here, the judge is telling them they don't have to agree about what the other crime is under circumstances where that not only is what makes this a felony, what makes it a 4-year potential prison penalty rather than a year or less, but it's also what gets us into the courtroom, because if this had been a misdemeanor, the time to bring this case would have lapsed in 2019. So the only reason they're still able to bring this case is because it's a felony, allegedly, and yet now the judge is saying, you know, you don't have to agree on what the felony is.
Well, here's the other problem, too, I would add. And Andy McCarthy is such a fabulous attorney, but you have due process issues here. So you don't have to agree on what the felony is that you were trying to cover up, but you haven't been convicted of any of these crimes that constitute crimes, right? So you got the federal elections alleged crime that the FEC refused to prosecute. So President Trump is now being accused of covering up crimes. He's never had due process in being faced with his accuser, being able to adjudicate these allegations against him. So whether it's a tax case, did he try to evade income tax? He's never been brought up on charges. New York State didn't bring up charges of income tax evasion against him for labeling this as a legal expense. So how do you cover up a crime that you've never been convicted of or even charged with? Those are due process issues. Once you get into the issue of due process issues, guess what happens? Now the Supreme Court can get involved. So we know this is a state case. Supreme Court of the United States doesn't typically weigh in on state cases, but it will if your constitutional rights are violated. In this case, all over the map, President Trump's constitutional rights have been violated, including the right to make your own defense, the right to face your accuser. That's not happening in here when the judge is now saying, pick your crime. You don't even have to agree. Just come to the conclusion that he covered something up. I think the Supreme Court would throw this out instantly. Now, this is not just me saying this either. Here's the most unbelievable part of all of this. You have places like MSNBC talking about other problems with Judge Merchan's instructions to the jury. This is one that I hadn't heard many talk about, but this is a former state-level judge in New York talking about some of Judge Merchan's mistakes here.
Yeah, a couple of things did stand out to me. One was that there were a couple of places in the jury instructions where the judge actually pointed the jury to specific pieces of evidence and said, these are pieces of evidence you can consider, for example, in trying to determine whether there were falsified business records. You can look at these bank records. You can look at these invoices. That was a surprise to me because generally jury instructions don't include references to specific pieces of evidence that the judge seems to be pointing the jury to. Those who practice New York law may have some other take on this, but that was a little bit of a surprise. I guess the other thing, you know, I actually have served on a criminal jury, even though I was a former prosecutor and actually even though I was a former judge. And one thing that I came away from that experience thinking was that juries, they really do try to follow the law. I think they try to do what they're supposed to do, but they don't like to return verdicts that they're not emotionally comfortable with. And I don't know how that plays out in this trial, but that could be one of the one of the driving forces, because I think that's always a driving force in a jury deliberation. The fact that the jury instructions are, you know, in New York law, don't go back to the jury in the jury room as a matter of course, I think could slow things down here, because we'll have to go through the arduous process every time they have a question that relates to the jury instructions, which I think they might, especially with two lawyers on the jury. They're going to have to gather everybody in the courtroom and, you know, bring the jury out and have the question asked to the judge. So those are my impressions here. I'm impressed that this trial has actually gotten from beginning to end and that the jury is actually in deliberations now. Yeah.
So even she spells out clear problems with where the judge is pointing to pieces of evidence. You need to look here. If you want to come back with a guilty verdict, look at these pieces of evidence. That is tipping the scales of justice, folks. Ethics violations may be an understatement. Maybe it's criminal charges that needs to be brought up against Juan Merchan when you look at the amount of influence he is putting over this jury. And I will tell you, 55 years on this earth, I've been in TV news in some way, shape, or form for the last 30 plus years. I've been in and around courtrooms for most of that time. This case is the most convoluted, confusing case I have ever seen. And if you think I'm confused, you better believe the jury is. And she made a great point. Juries are not comfortable with convicting when they don't fully understand what they're doing. Now, I think that goes even for President Trump. that they take their job seriously, even if they hate the man, that you've got to seriously question what is going on here. Also, CNN. CNN came out and talked about their legal analyst, how confused the jury must be. Watch this.
The jury must be overwhelmed. I mean, to have all of these instructions just read to them without them getting a copy is going to be overwhelming for them. And also, it's crazy that the lawyers were not able to discuss the instructions in their closings yesterday. Typically, lawyers can go through the instructions and explain why they've met them or why the government hasn't met them. And they weren't able to do that yesterday, which I find bizarre. I think the lawyers should have been able to do that because the jurors right now must be wondering, what is this all about?
So he didn't allow the lawyers to talk about jury instructions and what should be done here? I mean, again, out so far outside the bounds of normalcy inside criminal courtrooms. And again, a jury that's wildly confused. I think this works in President Trump's favor. I do think there was a concerted effort on the part of the prosecution to confuse the jury because they knew their case was so weak. But in the end, anyone who has an inkling of trying to abide by the rules of justice, by the theory of everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty, would look at this case and say, I've got to throw it out. That is my hope anyway. We shall see if that happens. Hey, folks. I'm going to play. It's not all rosy, all right? So we got CNN admitting this is crazy. We got MSNBC admitting this is crazy. But not everyone is admitting this is as nutty as possible. You want to see how biased they can get on the mainstream media? Wait till you see this clip of a guy who has a man crush on Judge Merchan. I'll play that for you in a moment. But first, let me tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. MidasGoldGroup.com, that's where I want you to go. If you're considering investing in precious metals, now is the time to do that. Here's why. We got inflation through the roof. We got grocery prices up. We got gas prices going nuts. We got unrest in the Middle East. We have a commander-in-chief who's literally a danger to national security. What do you do during times of chaos to protect the nest egg you work so hard for? I would say put some of your money into gold as a safety, security, and privacy measure. And it certainly does afford you privacy. It's a physical commodity. It's gold you can hold, put it in your gun safe, bury it in your backyard, but it's yours, right? That's big. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, so not everything is rosy-posy. All right, in the mainstream media, MSNBC, listen to this clown. He says he has a man crush. Just listen to him. If anybody's going to have a man crush, this guy might be the guy.
With, as you've noted, with respect to Judge Merchan, I mean, I'm like now, you know, I have like a man crush on him. He is such a great judge that it's hard to see that the jurors wouldn't have the same impression. I mean, he's just, you just keep on thinking, if you looked in a dictionary for like judicial temperament, that's what you get.
Folks, judicial temperament. He lost his cool with one of President Trump's witnesses, who was very important to hear, that was calling into question Michael Cohen's legitimacy. He's ruled against the defense in nearly every occasion. And this guy has a man crush on him. So here's what I worry. The jury was not sequestered during all of this. In any other trial, I would say, how do you not sequester the jury? But in this case, I am hopeful the jury broke their oath and actually watched the news on this case. Because it's so confusing, I think they needed to hear from political pundits, talking heads from both sides, who all agree, by the way, that this case doesn't make any sense. There's no crime here. It should be thrown out. That Judge Merchan's behavior has been so out of line. He should be disbarred. Brought up on ethical violations, sanctioned in some way at the very least. They need the media to help them figure this out. If you are not looking at the news, do you realize everything I'm telling you here? Do you realize everything Andy McCarthy and some of these talking heads on the leftist networks like CNN and MSNBC are saying? Do you realize it if you're not watching? I don't know that you do. This idiot that we just heard from was a man crush on Judge Merchan may actually have a point. If you're not watching the news and you're there with the judge, does the judge not have some kind of sway on you that you like him? He's the one that controls you. It's like a Stockholm syndrome. He tells you when you can go to the bathroom. He tells you when you can eat lunch. If they develop a relationship with him and now Judge Merchan is literally pointing at evidence to convict President Trump on, this doesn't bode well for the defense. But in the end, it has been very, very confusing. And I think and I pray that the jury is going to do the right thing here and acquit President Trump. It'll save us a lot of time and energy if that happens. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield. Don't forget to visit my friends over at the Wellness Company, twc.health/grant, twc.health/grant. I'm telling you, we just had big storms roll through Dallas. Power out. Drugstores closed. You need prescription medications on hand as part of your safety and security measure. From water, food, ammunition, prescription medications too. Get the kit that I'm going to direct you to. It's right there on your screen, twc.health/grant. Use promo code GRANT for 10% off. Go right to that website, buy that kit. That's the basic kit that's going to have most of the life-saving medications you need. And then we can start expanding from there, twc.health/grant. All right, folks, we will see you on The Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We'll dig down into this much deeper about the need to go after Judge Merchan. Put him on trial for his actions. That's tonight on Real America's Voice. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Stinchfield's Army rolls. See you tonight.